BBC News with Cathy Clugston. A leading Kenyan opposition figure says he was beaten, drugged and forced to get on a plane to Dubai. Miguna Miguna, who claims to have Kenyan and Canadian citizenship, returned to Kenya this week but was held in custody at Nairobi Airport. A High Court judge has charged Kenya's Interior Minister, Inspector General of Police and Head of Immigration with being in contempt of court for ignoring orders for his release. A prisoner riot at a police station in Venezuela has left 68 people dead. The high death toll in the city of Valencia is being attributed to a fire which started after inmates ignited mattresses as they tried to break out. The Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai has returned to Pakistan for the first time since being shot by Taliban militants nearly 6 years ago. Malala, who's now 20, was nearly killed for campaigning for female education. It's been announced in Seoul that the leaders of the two Koreas will meet in 4 weeks from now. It's reported the agenda will include preparing the groundwork for a US-North Korean summit. The Prime Minister is touring the United Kingdom today to mark the one-year run-up to Britain's official departure from the European Union. Theresa May is expected to talk to people about her vision of unity, free trade and future economic prosperity. The sacked Australian vice-captain David Warner has admitted that his plan to tamper with the cricket ball during a test match against South Africa is a stain on the game. Mr. Warner acknowledged that it had been a mistake and apologised. He has been charged with devising a plan which saw his teammate scratch the ball with sandpaper. The Australian authorities have charged an Indian man with people smuggling after he was accused of trying to get a group of men posing as journalists into Australia to cover the Commonwealth Games. The eight were detained after they arrived in Brisbane Airport and were found to be travelling with fraudulent foreign media credentials. BBC News.